What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Today is June 21st, the summer solstice, and that means it's the first day of summer. And that means I should be in a lounge chair in my short pants ingesting a frozen daiquiri. And that means I'm out of here. Have a great summer.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A plan to launch military strikes on Iran was authorized by President Trump, then called off at the last minute.
The word came to stand down after ships were at the ready and planes were in the air. There's no word on why the Trump administration pulled back or on whether strikes are still under consideration. U.S. forces were mobilized after Iran downed a surveillance drone over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran claims the drone was in its airspace, while the U.S. maintains it was flying over international waters.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. There's a fire with explosions at a gas refinery in Philadelphia.
No injuries or evacuations have been reported after the early morning fire at the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refining complex. Firefighters have contained that fire, which started around 4 this morning. The cause of the fire isn't clear, but it's the second fire at that refinery in a month.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A 22-year-old man is arrested for the murder of a transgender woman whose body was found in a lake in Dallas, Texas. This is Fox News.
I can tell by the old clock on the wall, it's time to do this thing all over again. How you doing, Greg Budell?
Good morning, day. A creature unafraid.
And can we get a word from you, Jay Scott?
Hi, howdy.
Well, that's a word. Emily Hayes, what you having for breakfast?
A cup of parsley, a spider, some glue. A Mr. Gizzard, and he's here or two.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You want some of whatever Emily's having?
No, thanks.
And Rich Thomas. I understand when you go out of town, you travel under an assumed name. What do you tell the folks when you check into a hotel?
I am Elmer J. Fudd, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Sounds believable. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Well, bull my weevil. I'll do it.
No, it's Jay Scott. He's here, random fast, coming up. And a $10 Food Network pop quiz. The Rich Thomas is here, and so is Emily Hayes. In fact, we're going to start the hour with her. Big announcement.
All right, so 7 o'clock hour means two more names. Yes, we've doubled up on the names that we're calling out. And Paige McKee and Dorothy Davis. Paige McKee and Dorothy Davis. You have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. 396-5477. Paige McKee and Dorothy Davis. And you will qualify for a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Appraised at $10,000. Oh, how exciting!
Jay, you're always monitoring the phones and queuing up the calls. And we have a Paige that calls us. Is her last initial M?
Actually, I've got... No.
Did you get the list of names I emailed you yesterday?
I did.
We had a Paige R yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, I've got one in there.
But Paige McKee and Dorothy Davis are our names this hour.
Not sure.
Paige 2?
Right.
And you know what we find there?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It's only spring right now for another, I can't do the math, about 3 hours. Summer begins soon. Hot and steamy today with a high in the middle 90s. Heat index 102 to 104. Boy, oh boy, spotty afternoon storms are possible. That would cool down some lucky communities. Tonight, there could actually be a complex of storms that enters the state in the wee hours of the morning and moves southward. So it could cause quite a ruckus, a noisy ruckus in the middle of the night. Perhaps overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger level, only isolated storms, and not much change on Monday. This morning, it's not exactly a Chamber of Commerce comfort level morning. We're at 79 degrees with a dew point of 77. If you do the math, and we have, that's 94% humidity with cloudy skies at 7:07.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery?
I'm sorry, you kind of faded out on me there. Would you mind coming back and repeating?
79 degrees, 94% humidity at 7:07.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Thank you very much for taking the time to do that for us. At 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, let's revisit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look around the river region, and your ride into work is going to be hassle-free at this time of the morning. Everything looks good on the boulevard. We have lots of traffic building up, but there's no major slowdowns. If you're on the interstate system, I-65 and I-85 have the traffic up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big problems on the 31s. There is a pretty big crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful and watch the traffic around you there. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. The representative is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's only 7:08.
Oh, man.
Yep. This is interesting because we're all taking time off at one point or another, and there's a new study out that's advocating for the six-day weekend.
What? A six-day weekend?
I love it. Where do I sign?
Yeah. A study out of England found that working just one day a week is best for your mental health.
Well, duh.
I think it's...
I'm sure employers all over the world are going to be signing onto this idea.
I mean, I've heard things about a four-day work week and where you, you know, have like a...
Not to be discouraging, Emily. I have two since before you were born. It's that's something that always gets discussed. I think you may see businesses here and there adopt it because it works for them. They don't need to have that fifth day. But this Monday-Friday thing is so ingrained over not just decades, but thousands of years, really.
I know a lot of people in the medical business who are, you know, like nurses that have worked 12 hours for 4 days.
Right. There's that. Some doctors work Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
And some practices where there's more than one physician, they'll alternate Fridays. That's understandable. Researchers say the traditional mode in which everybody works around 40 hours a week was never based on how much work was good for people. Well, see, it's really not about how much the work is good for people. It's how good is it for the people that give you the paycheck, right?
Right.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of the purpose, if you like to eat. A survey asked people how many days a week they'd want to work if money wasn't an issue and they liked their job. Only 2% said one day a week. And that's the same amount of people who said 6 days or 7 days. 28% said 3 days a week is enough. 21% said 4 days. 11% said five. 14% said no days.
Yeah.
What is this?
What if the government only worked one day a week?
I think we'd be better off.
Might be more efficient.
Might be. Because, the government doesn't do much.
Do they work one day a week?
Well, let's see. What's the next big state holiday coming up?
I don't know. Be careful. Our state employees are very sensitive about this subject.
Hey, they know they got it good. We're just teasing because we're jealous that we don't get, you know, you start a job with the state with 13 paid holidays and 2 weeks vacation in your first year.
That's ridiculous.
We're still trying to persuade upper-level Mangelman that President's Day is the day we should.
Yeah, I hope someday we get Christmas.
Yeah, we'll see. And on the topic of work a little bit later this morning in our stupid news segment, some of the most ridiculous things people have tried to expense at work.
Oh, jeez.
You pay for this, boss. That's how that goes. Time is 7:12. Do I have the food outlet specials? I know I printed them up.
I just
to get out of here and get out of everybody's way. Here they are.
Look at that stack.
Yeah, that's going to Florida, and that's coming back a lot smaller, by the way. Oh, we have a caller. James.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Speaking of state holidays, did you know that in Baldwin, Mobile, and Marshall County, they get 14 holidays?
I've heard this, and I'm trying to remember
what
it is.
Fat Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
But up in Marshall County, it's Native American Indian Day.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course. We get that here at Blue Water, too.
Anyway, I thought y'all might want to know that. Have a good week.
Thank you.
All right, the food outlet specials this week, and I know somebody's going to be very happy to hear that boneless chicken breasts. Yeah, $1.98 a pound, and that's one of the things that's on keto, so we are going to be stocking plenty of those. Boneless pork chops, $1.77. Bacon is also a keto item, and that's nice to know.
What about here, keto? I think of keto, that sidekick to OJ.
Yeah, or
sidekick to OJ.
I'm older than you. I think of the guy that was, well, what was the name of the guy that helped the Pink Panther? Was that Kato?
You're thinking of the Green Hornet.
Well, yeah, there was that. But who was the guy that used to sneak up and attack Clouseau when he come home? Wasn't that Kato too?
I don't know.
I think it was. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. Top sirloin steak, $3.74 a pound. Wow. I mean, that's an incredible price when they want $8.99 at the chain for that same cut of beef this week. USDA, it's just every bit as good. You're just not getting ripped off at Food Outlet. Cost plus 10. And then these specials on top of it every week. Pillsbury cake mix, 94 cents a box. And Frosted Flakes, a fine cereal to kill a sweet tooth craving and not nearly as damaging calorie-wise. And fat-wise as well, $2.85 for the big box.
Mm-hmm.
All three Food Outlet locations. Surefine bun, 79 cents a pack. That's right there. That is 50 cents cheaper than the chains charge for their house brand of buns. So shop at Food Outlet and see how much you can really save. Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook, Main Street in the preferred community just west of Highway 31 and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And I will be there Sunday morning doing the final shop. And I won't forget you, Bailey, I promise. At 7:15, we got your local news. Well, looks like we have a call. We should.
News talk, who's this?
Wait and see. Let's listen in.
Oh, will do. Thanks.
Okay.
East wanted to call and tell you that you are correct.
On keto?
On keto.
Oh, I'm
keto.
Keto.
Yeah, Bert Kwok. Kwok was the guy. He just passed away a year or two ago, too.
Oh, yeah?
But those are some pretty funny scenes because he would sneak up it's a long story. Here's your local news, and then we come back. I do have a convoluted intro.
Yay.
To wrap up the week, so there's that.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Judge Roy Moore will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore made the announcement Thursday, saying Russian-like tactics by Democrats were to blame for his loss in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. After 20 years in Montgomery, Holy Cross Episcopal School is closing its doors. School leaders say declining enrollment and other school options led to the closure. Going into this year, enrollment dropped to 41 students. And a Greenville police officer has left intensive care after being bitten by a rattlesnake while on duty. The snake bit Officer Marissa Morrison when she stepped out of her patrol car to stretch her legs and take a picture of the sunrise. She says she is eager to get back to work, but was told it could take a month to heal. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
God, this is so hot.
It's a combination of the heat and moisture.
I can't think of any fault in her as a hot mom.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Forget about the heat.
It's 105 degrees.
Heat doesn't bother me at all.
This heat.
A relationship filled with heat and passion.
What is the hot gossip?
There was no food, no heat.
Bring the heat.
Gonna get pretty hot around here in a minute.
She's just hot.
Be your hot mama self.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Bluewater Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On June 21st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Chris Pratt.
Congratulations, it's a chubby little boy. And don't worry, he'll probably have six-pack abs by tomorrow.
Chris Pratt, a star is born.
And now, for Chris' sake, Jay, get off your Pratt and do
random facts.
Boy, my God, somebody got up extra early this morning.
Wasn't me. did you know in 2005, a cyclist by the name of Tyler Hamilton was accused of doping? But he denied everything. And when they checked his blood, he denied that they found that the blood in his system was foreign.
Ha! What do you mean?
Foreign blood!
In other words, he used a blood sample from somebody else. Like, this isn't even...
Can you tell it comes from Canada, or...
wasn't his blood.
Oh, I see.
But he claimed that, no, it's mine, it's from my twin that was absorbed in utero.
No!
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how far would you go to get out of a doping...
You know what? That sounds like a soap opera plot line.
Right? Only on soap operas it would actually be a true thing.
Yeah, and there'd be dramatic music, yeah, too.
Still think about that Lance Armstrong and his celebrations all those years.
Yeah, what a letdown. Wow.
And then all the cheers and inspiration.
Oh,
you know,
God, yes.
Cancer and all that. Yeah. Very disappointing.
Did you know We currently live in the same period as the largest known animal ever, the blue whale. That is, I mean, think
don't,
of...
Don't look at me with the color shirt I have on today, okay? It's a new shirt, by the way. Ms. Ritterbow picked out a nice one.
Very nice.
It is a nice shirt. But so, in other words...
In other words, out of all the dinosaurs...
We just happen to be living in that period of time with the largest...
Out of all the dinosaurs that we've discovered or found and all the other, you know, fossil things, everything else, it's nothing compares to the size of the blue whale.
Except
we live in that time
period. A really large roach.
Did you know the word cartoon...
Uh-huh.
Originally referred to renderings of upcoming murals for Britain's Houses of Parliament. They were sketched for the public on large pieces of cardboard, or what was known in Italian as cartone.
Huh.
The term was then jokingly used by a magazine referred to as Punch when they talked about their own political drawings. Cartone drawings, and that became cartoon, and there you go.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Did you know the blue-ringed octopus contains enough venom to kill 26 adult humans within minutes? Their bites are tiny and painless. Most people don't even realize that they've been bitten until respiratory depression and paralysis start to set in. There is no anti-venom that is available.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, where do you think the blue-ringed octopus is from?
I don't know.
Australia!
Correct.
Yes, because that's where all the scary things are.
I hate octopuses to pieces.
Everything in Australia wants to kill you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And the Dominican Republic, too.
Yeah. Everything, yeah, it's true. Did you know there was a man in Toronto, Toronto, as they say it if you're from there, Toronto.
Toronto.
A Toronto man was shot 30 times by armed robbers. He still survived the incident. Police found 33 shell casings near him. He underwent two 15-hour surgeries for his gunshot wounds. But he survived.
Wow. Two 15-hour surgeries.
Two 15-hour surgeries because he was shot 30 times.
That reminds me of the first Naked Gun movie where O.J. walks in on the drug dealers and he tells them to freeze. There's like 30 guys there with guns. One guy drops a gun.
They look at him.
Then Ricardo Montalban walks in and says, kill him. And they shoot him. I don't know how many times, and he's bouncing all over the, you know, getting shot all over the walls. And then his face goes into a wedding cake that for some reason is in the middle of a drug den, and he touches a hot stove, and he gets wet paint on his jacket. It's the funniest damn thing, Emily.
I've seen it.
It's hilarious.
Did you know in 1988, the final history exams for more than 53 million Soviet school children were canceled? Because much of the history that they had been taught were lies.
Wow!
Lies.
Yeah, here's the new history book. Oh my gosh, look at this page. Oh my gosh.
Stalin did what?
Wow.
Is that when the USSR became the...
88?
What year was it when...
The wall came down in 89.
November 9th, 1989.
Okay. That's when the wall came down, but I remember
the breakup of the Soviet
Union. The breakup of the Soviet Union, yeah.
So it's probably, it coincides with that, you're right.
That's what I'm thinking, is when that happened.
Wow. Whole new, got to learn history all over again.
Yeah.
Kids who hate history said, oh no.
We learned some history. We got people here that are cheering socialism on. It didn't even work there. And they had the whole system set up. When are they going to learn? Stop. Pissing me off. I need a vacation.
In Scotland, they have a regular snack called a pizza crunch.
What's that? Is that like a combo?
It's a deep-fried pizza.
What?
I know.
What?
Deep-fried pizza.
Pizza's the most amazing thing that ever happened to the world.
I'm kind of curious what a deep-fried pizza tastes like.
That probably would be.
Surprised it's not a food at the fair.
There was deep fried corn at the music conference. I don't think you were here.
Has anybody tried the deep fried butter? Have they ever?
No.
But that's, is that the Texas State Fair?
That was the thing a year or two ago.
Talk about, and then of course that comes with a defibrillator, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Lort.
Did you know the words zoo and zodiac both derive from the Latin zoo, meaning animal. The zodiac is a circle of animals.
That's true.
Did you know the median age of the world's population is 29.6 years old?
Oh, you weren't in here earlier when Greg shared that the average age of Americans is 38.
Yeah, it's rising.
What is the median age then?
That's the average age, you said, of the world,
right? Of the world's population. Yeah.
So America is 38, but the world is
29. World's population is 29.6.
And because we have population explosions going on in countries that really shouldn't be, they don't have the means to support themselves.
Right, exactly.
The median age in Japan is 46.9.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Did you know Kiribati? Kiribati.
Kiribati.
Yeah. It's a nation, by the way.
Well, you better not get Kiribati when you go down to Florida.
Kiribati is the only nation that resides in all four hemispheres of the world.
How?
What?
North, south, east, and west.
So it must be like running the equator with a little landmass north and south of the equator.
I'm looking it up for you now so that I can see exactly.
I'm guessing it's probably in the Pacific.
It is, yeah. And it is right on the equator and just kind of sits there where...
It's interesting, too, because the location of that island, it had no military significance in World War II, even though it's not far from Hawaii and other locations that were involved in the war.
Yeah.
Say the name again.
Kiribati.
Huh.
Kiribati. So I could be pronouncing it wrong, but that's what I went with on that.
I wonder if they have a resort there, like a Sandals or something.
With a minibar.
Lort.
And tiki huts.
You can see Kiribati, if it is, seems to be, it's a sovereign state in Micronesia in the Central Pacific Ocean. Doesn't seem like it's a resort type way, but it's got some really nice looking beaches.
Yeah, bringing it up right here now.
Look at these images for Kiribati. These are nice.
We're just planning his next vacation.
Right? Yeah. It's some nice beaches.
Oh, that's beautiful that people can't see on the radio.
I know you can't see it on the radio, but it's pretty beaches.
Oh, that is.
Rich is planning a trip.
Yes, I am.
Hold on. Enter. Booked.
And finally, did you know that bones found at Seymour Island indicate that 37 to 40 million years ago, penguins stood at a formidable 6 feet tall and they weighed 250 pounds?
What?
God almighty.
That ass penguin.
That's a mean ass.
Both of you. Thinking the same dang old thought there.
Like
great minds think alike.
Dave Mowry, penguin. Just walking around.
Truth be told, unless you're a really stupid politician, you got nothing to be afraid of. And he's just a big old giant guy.
Saw him
Paul Mallory.
On CNN from this from this building yesterday.
Yeah, there it is downstairs. Well, you were one of the few because nobody watches CNN.
Well,
unless they're in an airport or... You got a friend on.
Those are all of your random facts.
Hey, good job.
And four. It's good to have you here in the studio this morning. And
everybody loves Jay.
Let's hope that Jay is in fine fettle for Monday.
Hope so. I am tired right now.
Because about this time on Monday morning, I expect to be coming into Tallahassee.
I don't think we've ever had to be entertaining for 5 days in a row.
I think so.
Not 5 days in a row.
Really?
No. Never.
I mean, I have faith in us. I don't know why everybody is such a doubting Thomas.
Oh, that's
about
right. For
everything.
Me, it's only four. Doubting Thomas. Is that what you? Is that about me?
No.
For me, it's only going to be 4 days. But
you have heard of that expression, though, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
And I know what it's about. Yeah, it's a Bible reference.
Okay.
You know, I was talking about some of the cars in the under 10,000 class at Jack Ingram, and I've been talking up this Versa that they had in stock, 2015 Versa, with 33,000 miles, and it was under 9,000, and somebody went and bought it yesterday because it's gone. And that's the thing. You can't, you know, with the values they offer in this category. Just this week, there were six Volkswagen Jettas at the beginning of the week. They're down to three of those. And again, all three priced under 10,000. One with mileage as low as 61,000. And beautiful. There are pictures of all three. There's gray, white, and red. These cars look beautiful on the outside. But just as importantly, they have interiors that are clean and pristine, and they don't even get to the body shop for a final inspection until the engines have been thoroughly inspected by their incredible mechanics. In other words, they don't want to sell somebody else's troubles. Guess what else got sold? That we had that Hyundai Elantra that was under five. That also has been sold. Again, you know, with students getting ready to go away to college, there's always, at any point in the year, a new driver in the family or a need for an extra vehicle. Buy it from a place that's, you know, vetted the products they sell, that will not put their name on the back of the car until they know they're not reselling somebody else's troubles. And that place is Jack Ingram. And go while the getting's good. Because I remember one time there was just one car left in this category because there'd be none. They'd rather have no cars in it than cars that they could not sell with confidence. So visit jackingram.com or stop by and see Tip Tames and that great team. You know, they have over two dozen different financing options so they can get just about anybody done on very favorable terms at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's go to Quizmaster Jay for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Earlier, not only in Random Facts, but earlier you found out that the average age of Americans is somewhere in the 30s, I think you said, right?
38.
Yeah. What is the median age of the entire population? What was that number we gave out?
You need the precise number that you gave, right?
Would like it, yes.
Okay. You got it. 272-9228. We are waiting for your call. At that number, we'll pounce on the phone like a cat on a fat mouse. 272-9228. $10 of free shopping and food outlet is yours.
Like a large penguin that is 6 foot tall and 250 pounds.
And those Dave Mowry. 272-9228. We'll check traffic while we are queuing up calls now.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the Friday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. It's busy on the boulevard, but it's just stop and go around the intersections. If you're coming into town on the 31s, everything looks great. Lots of folks coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the River Bridge and when you reach the boulevard. If you're rolling in on the interstates, everything looks great on I-85. We don't see any hangups there. I-65 does great until you get around the River Bridges. It's going to slow down as you approach the downtown area, so be prepared for that. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, good morning.
Here's your big opportunity, buddy. Can you give us the answer to today's pop quiz question?
I believe the answer was 29.6.
That's correct.
Yay!
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't remember hearing the .6, but we have accepted 29.
No.
I wanted the point six.
Okay.
Wanted the number that we said.
Actually, because rounding it off, it would have been 30.
But he gave a specific number.
Now we need to go to that place in the Pacific with Rich and go on vacation.
Kotatui?
Yeah.
I
just found out Delta flies there.
Do they really actually? Did you look up it? I'm just curious. Do they have any way to
There's not a direct Montgomery flight to it.
Well, of course. Kiribati is the name of it.
Kiribati. Let's go.
Kiribati.
Kiribati or bus.
Let me check out Google Flights.
Yeah, let's find out if we can go there.
And let's see if I can go to...
So you can visit all four hemispheres in one trip.
Let's see. Montgomery to...
Kiribati. What's the capital of Kiribati? Where do the tourists go when they visit?
Oh, boy. There's a...
Is it like Easter Island where they have those giant...
I don't know, but I want to get a Hard Rock Cafe shirt from them.
Hey, we're going Rich Thomas Tours.
Yeah.
That'll be a new sideline.
It does not give me any flights.
Oh, jeez.
To Kiribati. Right. Apparently, I have to fly into...
Atlanta first.
God!
You have to pass through Atlanta when you die to go to heaven.
That's right.
There's nothing. There's okay, let me see about it flying out of Atlanta.
There's probably a private airstrip or something.
Still nothing.
Take a boat to it from Australia.
You probably have to fly to Australia.
And then to get out of
and
boat.
Then get there. Or Hawaii and then go there. You know, something else and then that takes you there.
May I please have 3 weeks off?
And just look up with a blue ring octopus.
That's right.
Hang on. Jay will get you jam up and jelly tired the family gives it to you. Let's take this random call.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Who is this?
This is Dan.
Dan?
Hey, Dan.
What's the first letter of your last name, Dan?
P.
Thanks, Dan.
What's going
on? Hey, I was just calling about Kiribati. My son just returned back from there. He lived there for 2 years on a church mission.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
How did he get there?
He flew, well, he... flew out of Los Angeles to Fiji. He had to stay at the night in Fiji and flew from Fiji into Kiribati.
Do they feed you in Fiji?
I'm sorry?
Just a city joke.
Horrible.
But the capital is Tarawa, and that was it, too. And,
wait a minute, I heard you're breaking up, and I heard you mention Tarawa.
Tarawa is the capital? You're kind of in and out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm traveling on the road.
All
but
right.
It's a beautiful country, and he loved every minute of it, and... it was pretty pivotal in World War II, part of it.
I'm looking at pictures of it right now, and it's
just
looks
with all
gorgeous.
The documentaries I've watched on World War II, and I'd say the majority of them featuring the war in the Pacific, because that's where my dad fought.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that name before.
You've not watched Ariel Kiribati?
No, but I'll be looking for it.
You better DVR it, or tape it, as you say.
Well, we really appreciate that somebody listening actually has a personal connection.
I love it.
Place I've never heard of before.
Well, you guys have a great day.
We appreciate your call so much. That is cool. That is major.
It is very cool.
We are at 7:39. I'm just telling you, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but you know what? When you walk outside, it's like walking into a wet blanket.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Greg is talking about the current conditions right now, which are not inspiring. When you have a temperature at this hour of the morning at 79, and a dew point, which is unbelievably high at 77, it's like being in a tropical rainforest with a lot of humidity throughout the day today. Hot and steamy, high in the mid-90s. Heat index 102 to 104. Welcome to summer, which begins at 10:54 a.m. Central Time, the summer solstice. Today, 1 second longer than yesterday. Tomorrow, it gets shorter by 1 second. Spotty afternoon storms possible today. There could be some storms in the wee hours of the morning, too, by the way, as a complex of storms enters the state. Low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, mid-90s. Triple-digit heat indices. Only isolated storms around. And down at the beach, even there, the heat indices will be in the 100 to 105 range over the upcoming weekend, so the sand will be hot, and a high rip current risk down at the beach today and a moderate risk tomorrow. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies and 79 at 7:40.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
You know what I just noticed here, and maybe you mentioned this during the timeline.
Yeah.
Rebecca Black is 22. That means... that silly song Friday that her dad, who I think is a dentist or a doctor or something, spent $10,000 to have her make it and end up selling a million copies. I think Barron loves the song, if I'm not mistaken.
Barron doesn't love the song because of its artistic quality, I can tell you that. He loves it because it's annoying. And he plays it every Friday. Or he did play it every Friday.
And I have it. I have a version of it.
Please don't.
Friday.
Please. It's awful.
The point I'm making is she's 22, and she made that. All that happened when she was 13 years old.
Recently, like within the last year or so, she She authored an editorial on bullying. She's because she was so young when she made that, and so, like, she was just basically bullied on a wide scale.
And what do you think, people, what do you think the kids bullied her for? One reason and one reason only, jealousy.
Well, not just kids, Greg. Like, everybody that ever had a negative thing to say about that song and to say about her, and, like, she was fodder for morning shows and things like that.
Well, that's the sad thing about social media, is that it's given people who would never say it to your face.
Well, I'm not going to bully her, but it's a stupid song.
It's horrible. She was a preteen.
I wonder if she's ever been to Karamani.
She probably wishes she could have gone there when everything happened.
She's going to be in Birmingham, or is she already done? She was on tour, and she was in Birmingham.
By the way, this fact surfaced. Karamani is the first place on Earth, inhabited place on Earth to experience New Year's Day. You know.
Oh, okay.
It must be close to the international dateline.
Right.
You're really looking at planning a trip, aren't you?
I've never heard of this island, and I'm fascinated now by it.
I don't know. It looks beautiful. I kind of want to go.
It looks really great.
But it's right on the equator. Wouldn't that make it, like,
mighty hot?
Just miserable?
Well, not necessarily. Quito, Ecuador, South America is on the equator. Mm-hmm. It's a capital city, and it's chilly. It's elevated.
Yeah, the elevation.
Mount Kilimanjaro has snow on it on the equator.
Right,
sure,
yeah.
As it rises above the Serengeti.
I love that.
Boy, I'm trying to be relevant today.
I had to take a break from loving Africa so much because everybody tried to ruin it for me last year. So
why? Because everybody else loved it so much, you had to stop loving it?
No, it's just like, I mean, it just is too much. It's too much.
Don't be a Weezer.
I really didn't, unpopular opinion coming, I really did not like the cover of Weezer's, the cover done by Weezer of Africa. And we had to play it on Gump, and we still play it on Gump.
No, I like,
I can't even
Eagles to
sell
do
that.
I like the versions of the song that made you feel like a freshly flucked chicken.
The only version of that song that I like, no, I heard it. I heard it.
No, I heard it.
Ah!
16 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. It is world and national news from the Fox Broadcasting Corporation.
What is nap time?
At the top of the hour.
What is nap time?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You did your thing.
You did your facts. Get out of here.
No, I am looking out for you.
No, I got more to do.
Go track.
Take a nap.
And if you really get sick, then I gotta stay.
It's, you know, the strange thing was I did not have any sort of did no throat issues, had no coughing, no raspiness.
That's what I've got.
Had nothing of what you've shown, Rich, and what you had mentioned from your doctor. Flare, whatever it is.
Pharyngitis.
Good
God.
So it mutated into different things as the air.
All I had was a fever.
I never had that.
And it lasted, I don't know, maybe a couple of hours on Wednesday night. And then it went away. And then all day yesterday, I was fine until I checked it at about 8:30 last night, and I had a low grade at 99. I was like, what is this?
Don't fevers, right, are up at night? And in other words, you're more prone to a fever at night?
I think so.
I think that's true.
Well, I just, I called the buttery one, and I was just like, here's the situation.
Interesting comment from the buttery one.
Yeah, my aunt saw an interesting comment from the buttery one.
I got to check that out.
Which I had to explain to her that situation.
Yeah.
That's nice always, isn't it?
It was really meant as...
Would you have to explain to your family that's never met the buttery one what he really means when he comments on stuff on Facebook?
That's your boss?
I've been there before.
We love him. 7:45.
Work. Tensions with Iran has airlines around the world rerouting flights today to avoid areas around the Strait of Hormuz. That's where Iran shot down a U.S. military drone. The U.S. warning commercial airliners they could be mistakenly attacked. Australia's Qantas, British Airways, Dutch carrier KLM, and Germany's Lufthansa said soon after they would avoid the region. Now, the news for former Duke basketball star Zion Williamson is not all good this morning. Williamson was the number one pick in in the NBA draft, but he's also being sued for breach of contract. The lawsuit says Prime Sports Marketing and its president were to receive 15% compensation from his marketing deals. It seeks $100 million in damages. And Wall Street rallied yesterday with anticipation the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates if needed. Futures, though, are down today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it, they have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Kids who text a lot or play games on their phones are developing horns on the back of their skulls.
Yay!
That's right. It's the all-new iHorn.
Yay!
The iHorn is so easy to grow. Just tilt your head down at least 14 hours a day, and you'll soon develop a massive bone at the base of your skull, just like a horn.
Yay!
Use it to hang your earbuds so you never lose them.
Yay!
I like it because it's a great place to hang my little unicorn's lunchbox.
Yay!
And if that bully is trying to steal your phone, defend yourself with your new iHorn. iHorn.
I watch TV to escape hot summer weather. For every good show, there's 10 I just won't try. There is really dumb reality. Cop and lawyer pairs on TNT. There's just no way I'm gonna make it to September.
Message from a listener.
Oh.
Who wants to remain anonymous.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
What is it?
That's a series of thoughts that are composed into a transcript and then sent, but that's not important.
I see.
Let's see. I work more than 40 with the state and love it. Not bad for a NEPA girl.
What's it?
NEPA. Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, NEPA.
You know, my failure for this week was to play. It's a video. We might have a little time for it next hour, but it's a video of a guy teaching how to speak Northeastern Pennsylvania, how to speak NEPA.
NEPA.
And how to, you know, take a cluster of words and boil it down to one I remember was, did you eat becomes jeet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a southern thing, too.
Yeah, cheat yet.
There's a whole Jeff Foxworthy thing on...
Need a girl.
Since you was...
You know, since you was up. Sensuous. Yeah. Sensuous. Since you was up. Give me a beer. so, Nika? Say it again. NEPA. You know what a lag is? Lower Alabama girl.
Oh.
No, I don't know. Just saying silly stuff. That's all.
Kiribati.
I feel like Kiribati could very easily be worked into Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was just downstairs. I happened to cross paths with Mr. Balaki.
Yeah?
It is slow outside this morning. And we were speculating again, could this be another state holiday we're not aware of?
It's summertime. People take their vacation time with their families and stuff like that.
I mean, inbound 85, southbound 85, yeah. You could throw bowling balls across it. At this hour, that's very, very unusual to see the cars right. Spread out as sparsely as they are.
During this time of year, my brother has a whole formula worked out for when to be traveling and stuff. He and his wife... used to live off that alabaster exit where everything always seems to stop
right.
When you go north, you know? And so Brian worked out the summertime flow of traffic with what time people have to check out of condos in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach.
In order to.
And what time that would put them, like if they, like if checkout time is normally 10 o'clock, that would put them in alabaster
you.
Around this time. So yeah. You got to travel before then to not get caught up and all
interesting.
That.
Interesting.
And it worked out pretty
you
well.
See this picture right there?
I think that William B. William B., who else?
Doesn't
that,
surprise me that William B. sent that.
Now,
one.
What does that mean? That's sexist.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Excuse me?
I think the correct pronunciation
you're a
of that
Alabama
is.
Alabama girl.
Well, I just shared it, so if you want to see what we were just talking about, go to my Facebook page. There's other great stuff, too, including Rich's weather video for today and a wiener dog with a bathtub full of ducks.
Oh, that was really cute.
What else could possibly amuse you more than that?
That was way cute.
I see. I have looked at the conundrum for mm-hmm. today. I see we have...
Unity!
I think we sort of did it once before, but I think it's a good one.
I like the second one, just as a general knowledge thing.
Yeah, that was neat.
That was neat to know.
Well, this... One I find personally very accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was the worst.
Well, we can discuss why after we finish the thing because...
I don't even remember it anymore.
You always got what you paid for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Never had the pleasure.
756.
Either way.
Well, you need... No, I can't say that because then it would give it away.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's what I was going to say.
You need something...
Here on the first day of summer, and as you can tell, we're very afflicted. At 756, all right, you got one issue with just trying to stay cool. You got the other issue with rising electric costs and so forth. And I have your solution in one phone call, one word. Yeah. Master Foam, 802 Foam, talk to Wade Cannon. And ask them to arrange a visit to your home so they can give you an estimate on insulating your attic with Master Foam. Yesterday, as I was coming in the afternoon, I was thirsty for a fountain soda. So I stopped up the street at the Chappies there, you know? And you want to know why?
You want to know why? Because there's something about the carbonation in the serve combination there that really hits the spot on hot days.
It's not good as Seafood Bistro's is, but I was really pressed for time. So I got it. I filled it with ice and soda. I nursed it all the way through the show, brought it home last night, added some Diet Coke out of a bottle into it, and I got almost 6 hours out of that one Styrofoam cup of soda. The point being, Styrofoam is the most perfect insulator on the planet. And when can it be installed in your attic in liquid form and then dries, it really keeps the heat out and lowers the temperature of the attic, and therefore your system doesn't have to work as hard. So when we're talking cutting your electric costs, this is how you do it. So you really owe it to yourself, your budget, and your AC unit, which you don't want to have to replace because it's just works so hard it gives up and breaks down. Call them at 802-FOAM. Master Foam. If you'd like to learn more online, go to masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com. It works. 7:58, Fox News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Friday morning rush hour, and traffic is looking pretty good this morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. The boulevard is really busy, and it'll slow you down around the intersections, but we don't have any accidents or hang-ups. The interstate system looks pretty good this morning. Be prepared to slow down on I-65 southbound as you approach the downtown area. The traffic on the 31s looks great. Let's be careful as we get on into work. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the present needs.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you may commence with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.